Physicists might debate it, but for most of us, time does not flow backwards, unless it seems you're the government of Australia or Britain. Both are moving to undo a few developments relating to their country's environment, and the World's Environment editor Peter Thompson is here to give us an update. Peter, let's start with the big one of these stories.
Yeah, Carol, these are both stories we've followed here on The World quite a bit, and the first is a big one. Here's a piece of tape from one of the major players in the story.
You voted to scrap the tax in September last year. And today, the Parliament finally listened.
That is Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott. And the tax he's talking about is the highly controversial carbon tax that the previous Australian government had adopted just 2 years ago. That was part of that government's efforts to address climate change. Australia is one of the biggest per capita climate polluters on the planet. It's also one of the countries that's being hit hardest by the early effects of climate change. But it's also one of the few countries on Earth where denial of the basic science of climate change is just about as strong as it is here in the United States. So when the Labor government pushed that carbon tax through, it set off a firestorm. It ultimately helped bring the government down, set the stage for the Conservatives to come in and pull the plug on the carbon tax, which they've now done.
So what happens now?
Well, in the past, Tony Abbott has actually thrown his lot in with the folks who say that climate change is not happening or it's not our fault or it won't be so bad. It's actually not so clear right now where he stands on the science, but the government did keep a plan to help fund clean energy projects in the country. So they're not turning their back on the whole idea of doing anything about carbon emissions. But certainly Abbott's political opponents are not appeased. This is what the opposition Labor Party leader Bill Shorten had to say.
History will judge Tony Abbott very harshly for refusing to believe in genuine action on climate change.
So I understand our other story out of England is a little bit different and involves animals.
Yeah, the stakes here are a little bit lower. You might remember this little nugget from a story a few months ago.
I couldn't really believe that there'd be a beaver here in the River Otter. They've been extinct for several hundred years.
So that's a guy named Tom Buckley from Devon, England. And on one of his regular daily walks down by a local river, he spotted some trees that looked like they'd been gnawed by beavers. You know, that kind of classic pencil point sort of stump. Well, he ultimately found out that there was indeed a whole family of beavers on the river, which, like he said, was sort of amazing because beavers had been wiped out in England more than 400 years ago. Now, nobody knows how they got there, or at least nobody is saying they know how they got there, but environmentalists and a lot of regular folks were thrilled because beavers have a really profound impact on the landscape. They're really great for creating habitat for other animals, and they used to be a very important part of life in England.
So what's going to happen to the beavers?
Well, Tom Buckley planted a little hint of what might lie ahead when we heard from him back in April.
I'm very greatly distressed that the government may potentially take away these beavers.
And indeed, it seems that that's what the government now plans to do. The government's environment minister now says it plans to capture the beavers and, here's a nice, friendly-sounding euphemism, rehome the animals.
Now, what does rehome mean?
It means put them in a zoo or a wildlife sanctuary someplace. They haven't actually said a lot about why or how they'll do that. They have called the beavers an invasive species, and they said they could be carrying a new disease that could spread to other animals. Supporters of the beavers say it would be easy enough to just test the animals for the disease without capturing them, and that they aren't invasive species. They've just been missing for hundreds of years. And they've started a petition and other efforts to get the government to back down and just let the beavers be. Meanwhile, the beavers just seem to be getting on with things. It's reported that one of the adults in the group has given birth to three babies, so they are just staking their claim to their little corner of the UK.
The World's Environment editor, Peter Thompson, thanks.
Thanks, Carol.